But right now, it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It's WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show, presented by PTA Thrift Shop, soon to be Community Works in downtown Carrboro and in the Whole Foods Plaza on Elliott Road in Chapel Hill. That Whole Foods Plaza being renovated now, but the thrift shop is open with regular hours, all stocked up for the holiday season. So head on over and shop and support this great organization. We've got Victor Lewis and Aaron A.J. Johnson to help us out with Kids Q today. Jean Boldick is off for this afternoon, and we'll see her again next week. Victor, A.J., thank you so much for being with us today. How's
thank
it going?
You. I do love being in here on Fridays.
It's feels great,
special.
Right? Yeah.
It's like a celebration of Kids Q.
What did you do for Halloween?
Oh, man, I don't want to talk about that. I just hung out of my house and watched Poltergeist.
That's a pretty good Halloween.
Yeah, it was. It's not quite the Halloween that I wanted, though. That's what happens when
your fiance
is sick.
But it's the Halloween that you deserved.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, my soul.
You loved Poltergeist. We
I
were
did,
talking
I
about
did
it
love
earlier
Poltergeist
today.
And sounding very old, I made a very nice dinner. Like, I don't know. It was nice. It was a good Halloween. It just wasn't
good, yeah.
The Halloween.
Yeah,
you know
that's
what I'm
fair.
Saying?
Well,
yeah.
I mean, there's only one Halloween that could be the Halloween, and every other Halloween is not. Like, that's how
true.
It's got to be.
I'm still looking for that the Halloween.
Oh,
that,
you haven't had it yet.
That one true Samhain, the All Hallows Eve to end All Hallows Eves. Next year it's on a Saturday, so I've actually got pretty high hopes.
Way to bring in the Samhain as well.
Just tossing in there.
The ancient tradition that Halloween is based on, inspired by, evolved from. What's the...
all of the above.
Okay, cool. Yeah. AJ, how about you?
I went trick-or-treating.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. Did you really?
Did you really
go trick-or-treating?
Well, so I stood at a corner waiting for the kids to come by, then I just took their candy.
That's the most AJ that Halloween that I could never imagine. And weren't you dressed as Magnum P.I.?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
So then somebody
asked
me to investigate.
You were dressed as Sonny Bono earlier today.
Well, yeah, so yeah, it was Sonny Bono earlier in the day,
and then
when I went home, I was Magnum P.I.
That's
adult
a pretty
Halloween.
Good narrative arc right there.
Well, the best part was after somebody was stealing kids' candy, they saw me dressed as Magnum P.I., and I was asked to investigate. That's the best thing ever. It was an inside job.
as so many of them are. All right, are you ready for Kids Q today?
Yes.
Absolutely.
All right, everyone get around the radio. Here is today's question. Leaving Halloween and the planet Earth behind, if you could visit any of the other planets in the solar system, which one would you want to visit?
I would assume that I'm going to be safe on this planet as I visit, that I will have the appropriate protective measures
and
taken.
And not immediately die.
Because otherwise, the only possible answer is Mars, right? Because,
I mean, even on Mars, you're not going to survive.
Well, right. Like, you'll be wearing
outside a
suit. You'll have oxygen and everything.
Yeah.
But, like, when you get to Jupiter and beyond, like, those are just gas planets, right? So you'll just descend until...
You hit the
until you
I'm
just
pretty
hit
sure
whatever's
it's a metallic
in the middle.
Core
yeah.
That's at the center of Jupiter. But yeah, you'd be falling for
a very long ways.
Yeah. And then at some point, I think Jupiter and Saturn's gravity would get to be so much. Yeah. Kids Q. Kids Q is what we're going to talk about.
So visit doesn't necessarily mean land on either. Like you're visiting, you're like orbiting around, you're getting an up close view without necessarily having to set foot on the planet.
All right. If I'm setting foot, I think my answer is Venus.
Okay.
And if I'm just hanging out in orbit and generally chilling, I think it's going to be Saturn.
Because of the rings, right?
Well, and I didn't know how cosmically rare of an event rings are. They are fairly rare on a galactic scale, and Saturn's rings will disappear in not too long,
they
also
will.
On the galactic timeline.
You did not see this, but our own Brighton McConnell is very enthusiastically agreeing with you in the other room.
Yeah.
So, yes.
I do love it when Brighton enthusiastically agrees with me.
He
I think
was
that means
pointing
that you're wrong.
Very enthusiastically,
right?
Like, yes,
if Brighton
yes,
agrees,
yes.
That means you're actually wrong.
That's not what that means at
yes,
all.
Yes, it is.
Brighton disagrees with you.
So that means I'm right. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
I've never once heard Brighton be incorrect. But yeah, I'm gonna need that safety procedures for Venus because you know you'll just melt. It's very very hot
That's
there.
True.
But also,
yeah.
I feel like Venus probably looks pretty cool. You might get some cool vistas in general. I know there's heavy cloud cover, but I don't know. Those storms and the lead rain and stuff might be kind of neat.
For a little while.
Yeah.
For a little while. AJ, how about you?
What's the one that's got the little furry teddy bear looking things that's in Star Wars?
That is not in the solar system.
No, I'm pretty sure that's Neptune.
Oh, is that Neptune?
Yeah, that's totally Neptune. Go. Yeah.
I want one
specifically a galaxy far away and also a long time ago.
That planet might not even be here anymore.
Fine, Tatooine.
Tatooine? Yeah. The solar system's planet Tatooine.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, you never know. I mean, the Rise of Skywalker hasn't come out yet. This might end, this whole saga of 42 years end with, like, it was Earth all along.
Honestly, I can see that happening.
Yeah.
No sarcasm, I can see that happening. Also, I was placing bets, and I knew your answer was going to be snarky. I was thinking that you were going to say Pluto. Is what I was thinking.
Well, we need to find out if this is a planet once and for all, and what better way than to go there?
To go there,
What better way to send AJ to the farthest reaches of the solar system?
Now I'm on Star Wars having a Planet of the Apes ending with Yoda, like, kneeling on the beach going, blew it up, you did!
That's fantastic.
Well, plus, if you go to Pluto, hopefully Goofy's there.
Yes.
Someone escort this man from the building, please.
You just want to see, like, cute animals on a planet.
No, I'm going to go to Mars.
You want to go to Mars?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I want to see if John Carter from Mars is real.
Like I said,
Truly.
Yeah.
I want to see if I can jump that high.
You probably could if you're on Mars.
I feel like Mars' gravity is a little less. Like, you could probably you could definitely dunk on Mars.
Oh,
you
of course.
You could definitely dunk on Mars.
Yeah. I can dunk now.
I'm going to have to go with Victor on that one.
On a 6-foot goal.
On those, like,
I'm still going to have to go with Victor on
the play school,
one.
The play school goals,
I'm going to go with, okay, so I think you're right about, like, Saturn, if you don't have to land on it, because it'd be really cool to see the rings up close. Otherwise, I would go with Mars, just because if I'm visiting Mars and I'm landing on Mars and I'm walking around on Mars, that's also historic. Like, I'm the first one, and would be cool.
I would be the first man on Venus, probably the only man on Venus.
Probably the only man on Venus.
No, Matt Damon, you would be the first one.
Well, second one. People remember Buzz Aldrin, too.
John Carter.
Like, John Carter, oh, don't even get me started on John Carter. Guy's a hack.
What was the one that came after him?
I don't remember that dude's name. You could also see, like, Earthrise on Mars, I think that would be super cool.
That would be cool. Oh, Dr. Manhattan was on Mars.
Dr. Manhattan was on Mars.
Yeah.
And Laurie Silk Spectre. So, yeah.
I'd be Superman's like the eighth person.
Eighth person on Mars. But that's still pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely.
You're not on the podium.
Yeah, it's probably true. Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Twitter or Facebook and tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at PTA Thrift Shops. Use the hashtag @KidsQ. Victor, AJ, thank you so much.
Thank you.